Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and we're keeping tabs on the latest reports that investigators believe the component number on recovered airplane debris found on an island in the Indian Ocean comes from a 777 aircraft.
And there is only one of those missing.
There's only one of those missing. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. We're still waiting to figure out if it is indeed from that plane.
But we're going to start with that proposed Iran nuclear deal to limit Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon. Secretary of State John Kerry recently told the House Foreign Affairs Committee there would be consequences if Congress rejects the deal.
You'll not only be giving Iran a free pass to double the pace of its uranium enrichment, but they will do it without the unprecedented inspection and transparency measures that we've secured.
Well, there are critics of the deal, but also our next guest says there's something of a mini conventional arms race going on because of it. Marcus Weisgerber is with Defense One. Marcus, what do you mean an arms race?
Well, there's been a sort of arms race going on in the Middle East for about 10 years now. The Middle Eastern countries have all been afraid of Iran. They've been afraid of the nuclear program. They've been afraid of its missiles. And they've been buying stuff. They've been buying fighter jets. They've been buying tanks and armored vehicles. And one thing they're buying a lot of is missile defense equipment, stuff like the Patriot missile, which gained a lot of popularity back during the Gulf War in 1991 for intercepting Saddam's Scuds.
You speak to missile defense experts who say they saw this coming.
They did. The Iranian nuclear program, while it is going to be limited under this deal, sanctions on conventional weapon sales come off in about 5 years, and sanctions on their missile program come off in about 8 years. So what that means is countries need time to procure these missile interceptors. So what you're doing is you're starting to see that already.
Yeah. Well, and remind us why countries in the region are that concerned. This is a tightly packed region.
Iran has lots of sophisticated missiles. They have all types of missiles, from cruise missiles, which can fly low and are tough to detect with radar, to longer range weapons. What the Patriot does is the Patriot specifically can intercept all types of those missiles. And what you're doing is you're seeing, and most recently with Saudi yesterday, the State Department said, it's okay, we'll allow you to purchase 600 of the newest Patriot missiles.
Well, and one of the concerns is that countries like Saudi Arabia, which, as you say, just was given the green light to buy 600 Patriot missile interceptors, they have about, 4 minutes to act if Iran fires?
They don't have much time at all. Like you said, yes, about four minutes. One of the big problems they have is each of these countries, you have Saudi Arabia, you have United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, they all have Patriot or other types of missile defense systems. The problem is they don't talk to each other. The fear is that if Iran launches a weapon, say, at Saudi Arabia and it travels over UAE or travels over Qatar, all these countries may start firing their missile interceptors, which could perhaps prevent them from actually striking the missile that's coming in.
Well, and maybe striking each other.
Correct.
Yeah. But meanwhile, what is your thinking of how this plays out?
Over the next 5 years, they're expected to spend about $500 billion on defense, and about $165 billion of which on new weapons. Qatar is buying, or wants to buy, let's say, a giant radar. It's about 13 stories tall. It could detect missiles over 3,000 miles away.
Well, so there's concern that Iran may not abide by the deal and develop a nuclear weapon, but also concern, as we're hearing, about Iran's conventional weapons. A vote on the Iran deal by Congress is anticipated in September. President Obama has threatened to veto any resolution rejecting the deal. Do you think concern about conventional weapons and this arms buildup that you're watching will be enough to be the thing to make Congress vote against it?
It won't, because Congress has been very complacent in allowing these countries to purchase conventional weapons over the past 10 years or so. And specifically, these countries are contributing right now in the airstrike campaign against ISIS, both in Iraq and Syria. So you're going to see them, in addition to buying these types of missile defenses and stuff specifically for Iran, they're going to be replenishing the equipment that they're using for these airstrikes. So because they've been so supportive of this, you're going to see this go right through Congress.
By the way, are most of these systems and weapons being bought from American defense companies?
The majority are yes. You're seeing European companies get in there more. But the fact of the matter is U.S. systems are many times superior to the other stuff out there on the market.
And so American companies represented by these American lawmakers are benefiting from this.
You bet they are. Everyone's been happy about this in the defense community because it's offsetting a decline in U.S. defense spending.
That's Marcus Weisgerber, global business reporter for Defense One. Marcus, thanks as always.
Thank you.